still owe you the muksa. I still owe you the muksa. I'm yayish. I'm going through the muksa. I just did not have a chance yet to spend a chunk of time going through the sefer, but Mirshem will get to it at some point. But lean at it. But in the meantime, let's go further. We're up to page kuf tzadi, in the middle of simin tzadi halacha beis. Okay, the laws of the things that you now do on Shabbos that are not directly related to malacha. Halacha beis. That you are have to refrain from fulfilling your desires. From finding means from achieving your success in your personal matters has to be refrained from on Shabbos. Darshu Rabbi Simon Tzad Levracha. A person, he goes through his books, he takes out his ledger and he analyzes profits and losses, he takes inventory, right? On Shabbos, well, it's a great day to take inventory. You go to your store, spend the whole Shabbos camped out in your store and take inventory. What are you doing wrong? What? You call this my Adidas. What do you need to do in the future? This is forbidden. You're not allowed to go for a walk because you need a horse or a boat or a wagon to hire them. You want to go find who is available. Mitzvah Shabbos, a Sunday morning, you need to go make a trip. You have to go hire someone to drive you, someone to go on a ship. You have to go to the port to see who is available, who you can hire for Mitzvah Shabbos. Next day, that is forbidden. The reason why you're going there is in order to go and to prepare for your activities during the week. But there's a heter. The only reason why you go there is because you're afraid your property is going to be stolen, even though it's not 100% Shabbos stick. But being that it involves a loss, you are allowed to go and guard and stand by your property on Shabbos. Period. Let's see. Hashem's halacha. Hashem mitzion b'halacha on his yard site. Where the learning should be for an aliyah for his neshama. For Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Bruin's neshama. Halacha base on the bottom. Kegayin shu ma'ayin min chasvayim b'shut leiv chayim. The akum hamar b'shabbos yishol zahav achar sheyodia loy imhu toiv. B'kamashave oivel l'soicher de os lo di b'shabbos de zanikra derech masmak. You're not allowed to go and to assess if it's valuable or not, to see the merchandise, to show. You're not allowed to amar b'shabbos yishol zav echad sheyodia loy imhu toiv. You're not allowed to appraise gold and silver for a guy on Shabbos.
You got a new tri clip. You can't say look how valuable it is.
The guy can't show to a Jew. Okay, no, that's jewelry. That's not so terrible. Over here, a guy is coming to for an appraisal. Basically, it's an appraisal. The guy is thinking, I have over here a piece of gold, piece of jewelry. I want you to appraise it. I want you to tell me what you think it's worth. One more time. Hamare de akum hamare b'shabbos lishol zohov echot, a piece of gold, she yodia lo, and he wants the Jew to make it known to him, in hutoiv, if it's good, v'kama shavyoi, and its value, oiver l'soicher, what's the market value? The Oslo Dia B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to tell the guy its value. The Zenik Rederech Masumatan. V'huva Baruchas Chaim Achadosh. V'yayin Oit Shom B'Shut Leiv Chaim. The Akum Ho'isim Malacha B'Shabbos Mudal Eit Shom Lamad B'Richuk Mokim Liros Malachtoi V'Yislamed Mimenu Hamalacha Rak B'Tnai Shlo Yir Oisar Shum Odom. That if you want to go watch how a guy does something, you want to be trained, you want to stand at a distance to watch how he does the malacha, and you learn the tricks of the trade, it's mutter, brak b'tanai, shlo yir oisar shum adam, no one should see what you're doing. If someone's going to see that you're observing how to do something on Shabbos, to yismiru, they'll think, shahu mizarzoi l'malacha, because they're going to think that you are participating. Maris ayin. Viko isur d'rabo b'zeh, Period. V'loy kosher v'mash osur shom lo'diya shavya shalazov v'hocha ein kan rak riya ba'alma b'loy shom diba. The reason why this is mutter is because here you're not actually doing anything. If you want to go observe, if you want to go watch, that's what it says, you want to go watch a guy do a malacha, and you want to see how he does it, so since you're only watching, you're not actually participating, you're not doing a ma'isa, and you're not even saying a dibur, me'ikr hadin, such a thing is mutter. The ayin b'shel si'avitz, the mishroitz alumen chochmas ha'anotuach, you want to learn how to cut anatomy. You now have to watch. So this type of thing is also even to watch. Even not doing anything. Why? A person is only watching something for entertainment purposes. You're not watching for parnasa. In Echnami, you go to a lecture. Let's say there's. Let's say in Echnami, you go to in Echnami. And right, it's true. You go on Avenue L. Very common you pass by Avenue L. The people they're having a football game, and the people sitting around and watching. So is it really technically wrong? Nothing really wrong. It's just for entertainment purposes. And you're not learning Islamic. Okay, so it's not 100% Shabbos sticks. Everyone, that is something that is relative to what you actually enjoy. But here he makes a very interesting point: is that there are different types of levels of observing. If you're observing and you're participating, that is aser, even a dibor. And if you are, there's a shail of maris ayin, that's a very big issue. If there's no shail of maris ayin and you want to learn, so he seems to say that's not the end of the world. And certainly if you're only doing it for entertainment, for enjoyment, that would not necessarily be aser.
Something happened to him, and he attributed it to he saw a breach in his property on Shabbos, and when he was laying in bed at night, he was thinking about how he was going to fix it. So that was, he thought, was a punishment for that.
For thinking, because he had
the thought, he was thinking on Shabbos.
And his madrega, it was not the proper thing to do. Huh? Okay, people always have this nisayon. You go, you want to talk about stock market, you want to talk about business. You always hear this. You go to a kiddush. What are people talking about kiddush? They're talking about daf yomi. They're not talking about the difficult sugyas of yevamos. They're talking about business ideas, right? Business, okay, sport. But even sports not so terrible because sports is entertainment. But let's say you're talking about getting advice. Okay, you get some good advice. You're sitting next to someone in shul who is involved in a certain type of business, and he's giving you good, sound business advice. So is that the right thing to do? So you always hear this heter that it's not lemaisa. It's just very fascinating to me how people go about making money. I don't have money to invest. I'm not in this type of business. So for me, it's nothing more than entertainment. It's onig Shabbos. You hear that all the time. And obviously, if this is what the Olam says, it must be that this indeed is a heder. But sometimes it's really serious stuff. Sometimes you go with people that are sitting down having a very serious conversation in shul, to the Mincha Maariv, and you can see they're really discussing serious business. Literally serious business. I remember in shul once, there were two people every Shabbos afternoon, they were talking stock market. And I knew for a fact that they were talking tachlis. These were stock tips, and these people were investing. So that obviously is something which is a violation of mimitzoy chefsicha. But just for entertainment purposes, that is not necessarily aser. Okay, let's say halacha gimel. There's a lot more to discuss. Halacha gimel aser lahachshich al tchum nu halacha. You're not allowed to machsh al tchum. You're not allowed to go to the boundary. The haynu eat lilach b'shabbos at sif at tchum. Ipachos l'snakiv shem at shetach shach to wait there. Kidei lemaher darko lilach b'shem al hala. So that when Shabbos over, you've saved yourself all the time. The first moment Shabbos over, you can right away go outside the tchum. Shekevan. So why are you traveling on Shabbos? Hachana. The only reason I'm walking to the tchum on Shabbos is to prepare for mitzvah Shabbos.
You learned earlier that you're allowed to go, let's say, down early to Myra.
So you're going to have a ma'arif. That's davening out here. You're actually walking to the tchum. Here you're walking to the tchum. You're not going for the bar mitzvah. You're walking to the tchum on Shabbos in preparation for mitzvah Shabbos. So this is an issue of hachana. It's a much more serious violation. Since you were leaving there at the very last moment, it's obvious, the reason why Shabbos afternoon you're traveling to this location is to prepare yourself for Mitzvah Shabbos. And that is a violation of Mitzvah. That's only when you're going there to do something when you can't possibly do that thing that you want to do when Shabbos is over. But there is a heter. If you're going to the tchum to do something which what you're going to achieve when Shabbos is over is not a violation of Shabbos, retrieving your animals, that's not also on Shabbos, you're not being able to help them, just speaking to the animals, so that when they recognize your voice, they come back, or even pushing them slightly, that's not mamish muksa. Muksa is only actually picking them up, or moving them, or just prodding them, is not a tittle of muksa, that would be mutter. The only reason why you can't do it on Shabbos is because it's outside the tchum, but if they would be within the tchum, for example, if you had batim every 70 amos that would extend the tchum further, then you would be allowed to do this activity, so that is mutter. That is not a violation of hachana.
Avle mutter lachshach al tchum kdei lohavim behem do kevin shem hoyu. You can't have an
Erev when there's a,
what is it, a Kabbalist
of the family, Beis
Hosayim? Yeah, what do you mean? He's not carrying here, he's not carrying.
Tchum Shabbos, you can make it Tchum Shabbos.
Tchum Shabbos has nothing to do with carrying, it's walking. Yeah. It's nothing to do with carrying. No, nothing to do with carrying. Tchum is walking. It doesn't matter how far you can walk. If the button it was extended there, if the Paris were detached, you would be allowed to bring them on Shabbos. Since theoretically, if theoretically you had mechitzos, there was an Erev, you go to a garden, little Shabbos, as long as you're not going outside, you're going within the Gina, so the second Shabbos over, you can detach Peros. It's not Nikko that you're going there, Mishul Zeh. Avot HaRoyim, Yoyim, Mishalach Latala, the reason why you're going there, because he wants to go for a walk. He wants to go, the Shabbos afternoon, he wants to go for a walk. Or Levakish, Pemta, Shenev, Deloy. The Achakach, Kishoy, Yisham, Nimlach, Vinishash, Sham. Then when he's then, when it got late, so he already started to stay there, Ad, Halayla, Kri Litlash, Peroysav, in order to Yutolish, Peroysav. So basically, there are a lot of heterim. In this halacha, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to go do things outside, to prepare yourself to do something that you cannot, under any condition, do on Shabbos itself. There is no way on Shabbos you can cut Paris off a tree. There is no way on Shabbos you can hire workers. You can rent a ship. There's no way you can do this. So if you are now on Shabbos doing something that's going to make it easy for you to accelerate the process, Mitzvah Shabbos, that and only that is a violation of Mitzvah Chefzcha. But if you are doing something on Shabbos where theoretically you can construct a Hechatim so where you can do this thing on Shabbos itself, for example, to retrieve detached Peros. The only reason why on this Shabbos you can't do it because there is no Erev. But if you would construct an Erev, you would be allowed to do it. Or if you would want to go and retrieve animals, retrieving animals is not an issur. The only reason why you can't do it in this Shabbos is because outside the tchum. But if they would be within the tchum, if you would extend the tchum by having an area tchumin or having batim outside the tchum, you would be able to do so. So now, even though on Shabbos your kavan is, I want to save myself the time and I want to prepare its mutter as long as it's not nikur lehegi, then the reason why you're doing this is l'shem hachana. Okay, halacha dalet. Halacha Dalet is a Mahadil Siv. When the pasuk goes on further, it says, "Mimutzoh Chefzcha Daber Davar." We learn the halacha. Darshu Rabbi said in Shul Levracha, "Shlo Yehi Diburcha Shal Shabbos Ki Diburcha Shal Chol." That you should speak on Shabbos, should not be like Dibur on Chol. Hechol therefore, also Lema Davar Plenty Asel Lemachar. You now let us say, I'm going to do the following thing tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to work. Tomorrow I'm going to sign a contract. I'm going to purchase this item tomorrow. Something that today you cannot do on any condition. You're not allowed to say that tomorrow you're going to do this thing tomorrow. Something which theoretically can be done today. Even though now it's not possible. I'm going to go there tomorrow. I'm going to go in a car. You should not speak excessively about this matter. Now, something which was painful. Furthermore, you're not allowed to go and make calculations. My calculations with your money. You're not allowed to articulate these thoughts on Shabbos. Bein cheshbon she'asaliyos, bein cheshbon she'kvar avar, avol tzorach lo yadayin leida iso. But something which you have to know, k'goyim kach v'kach v'tzasi al binyan ploni l'schar ha'poyalim, v'yadayin nishar b'yada mischar ha'poyalim, she'tzorach l'das is a cheshbon she'asar. Those type of cheshbonos are also something which happened in the past, and you want to know how much money remains, how much, what the balance is. So these type of calculations are also avol cheshbon she'ein lo b'chem tzorach mutu l'cheshbon. But if you want to go make calculation, which is not lemaisa, you want to go talk about the stock market and things, even it's just for entertainment purposes, it's no tzarch mutter. But you should not be marbe she'asa laharbos b'sicha b'teil b'shabbos. Not be marbe b'sicha b'teil b'shabbos. Okay, let's go to halacha gimel on the previous page. Ki diburcha shel chol ayin be eish lavram. Correct. The tsar, the gam tsar, dabri ma'achabinyan masumatim, velo yisyaseh lifkoy shimo rak b'Shabbos. The only time you have an opportunity is to talk to him on Shabbos. Vu hefsid miruba, yesh lit sadeit, and ain't a mamish aloshan sheperish chazal leser afshu devar schoira, that it's, that you can be makel in the dabaloshan shinui leheker. That if it's something you talk about, should be mutter. Uche'ein hanog lahaske zichron Shabbos chodesh al kol mash oimim mipulu meachol. As long as you mention that today is Shabbos and everything that nishke Shabbos karet, right? So like the famous joke with the person, he sold his car on Shabbos. It went all the, they had a whole, there was an auction going on in Shabbos throughout the entire shul, and every single time the bid was put forward by someone in the shul privately during Kriyas HaTorah. Nishk Shabbos Karet. And then when the guy comes back, Shabbos Mincha, Nishk Shabbos Karet, I'm willing to go give. And the girl says, so. That's what he sold. So that really, it's a bitter joke. Also, Adam Lachash Chashalifa is a very chiddush. If you're only going to meet a person on Shabbos, the only opportunity you have to meet a person on Shabbos, this is he says that it's Takamutter. You have no other choice. Have some bits mutter. There's a very bitter joke. I remember years ago circling on the internet. So, application form for a shul, membership application form, and you fill out who do you want to sit next to. You want to sit next to which business? So do you want to get free business advice, or you're a doctor, or a lawyer?
Yeah, but the Gemara has that.
Yeah, they sat together. They sat together because they right. So what were they talking about? They sat together.
Business.
It's a very good point. You guys think they should daft sit in another section? So you should not have the Yetzer to talk business. So maybe Adam, you're talking all this together. No one's going to reveal their business secrets. You have enough of the business during the whole week. Also, Adam lachshev cheshbonos. Ayin ber hetev. The mi sheyesh loy b'shem habach. B'shem shut habach. A person has a choiv eitzel, a person who doesn't want to pay. Well, the Shabbos nedelo sha'anas yelach min ha'ir. You know that the sha'anas, the person who refuses to, is not going to pay. He's going to leave town. If you have shalom yoshev oy b'muto leilach b'Shabbos like a lichbol alav, you're allowed to complain. You are on Shabbos allowed to go to this person and complain that I want the money. Lifnei sar ha'ir, the person is in town. In other words, you've got to go to town hall. I'm going to go now to the police station. The person who owes me the money is present, he's in shul, so I'm going to go to the courthouse on Shabbos and complain to the judge, so-and-so is in town, he owes me $1,000, do something about it, because, oh, but it's not the proper thing to do on Shabbos, v'daber davar, your dibur on Shabbos should not be dibur during the week, this is an exception, v'ayin b'shel siavitz, mashakosa b'inyin zeh, next, v'ayin b'shel narsham, shirotza mitchilu loymar, t'davke masar hir lo yichtoiv midavar zeh, only if the sari will not write a document. So it's not going to be a mirul la'akam. You're not going to actually cause him to do a malacha of writing, even though he's a goy, but you're not going to cause a goy to write on Shabbos. It's mirul la'akam. Oz mutul asek binyan zeh lefnei ha'arkois before the court. Aval im yichtavu sham ne'esek zeh, he's going to put in writing. Kevan shalashidas kamapoiskim gam ksav shalachem deraisa, efshar de'in amutur, the ksav is deraisa. So now, I guess what he means over here is the Raisa says, Amir Yaakov, telling a goy to Moloch on Shabbos is a shayla of the Raisa. Efshar de ene motor el mishum de beshut zer emes. Mater leshloch ene Yehudi lefnei arkois. Leshtadl ligvois choyv be ene Yehudi acher. Im hu hev samuba. Afshar arkois dichtu vuv chsav shalim lo the goy they going to write. Afilu hochi motu kevin sheim lo yas hayom yafsil vim kein hochinam yesh lachatu af im yichtu vuv ayin shan. That's what he's saying. Even though hiring the shul, you're getting the problem of Yul Yaakov. And you now want to tell a guy to do a malach for you on Shabbos. And this is the Rabbanon. This is the Rabbanon. When they do a malach of the rice, if the guy is going to do a malach of the Rabbanon, that's shvus to shvus. But if a guy is going to a malach of the rice, like in this case, when the guy is going to write, so writing is something that you can't do. By you telling the guy to work on your behalf, you're telling the guy to write. That's a Yul Yaakov, category number one. That's also. But here it's Hevsim Ruba, so we do make exceptions of Hevsim Ruba when it comes to Amira Le'akam. Amira Le'akam was not etched in stone. There are many heterim, and one of them is Hevsim Ruba, so here he gives another example. Okay, Halacha, hey on the bottom.
This is to go to Arkois, they should go to Bezdin.
Oh, in general, so obviously we're dealing with all the red tape has already been taken care of. You've already gone to the court, the Bezdin already gave you a shtar that you can go to the Arkois in a Hanami. We're dealing in a situation where you've already, that's not an issue. Okay, that's a very big issue, that you're not allowed to go to Arkois before you go to a Bezdin. But it's really very easy. Many times you go to Bezdin, they right away, today at least, they give dispensation. But if you don't get that dispensation, then you're right, then you get into a lot of trouble. Then you can have trouble down the road. You know, sometimes going to a Bezdin is even to your advantage, because Jewish law, there are many things in Jewish law where you win money that you will not win money in secular law. So if you go to a Bezdin, and Bezdin paskins in your favor, and then the Bezdin writes a shtar, and they're recognized Bezdin, and you give it to the court will assist you in collecting. I had such a case like that, where there's certain matter where in the secular law, that's nonsense. They'll throw the case out in 10 seconds. But in Jewish law, there's something to it. And the Bezdin will paskin that at least, even pshara, even they'll make a pshara, they'll give you something. And once the Bezdin paskins that the person is chayiv, and you present that in the secular court will assist you in collecting the money from the party. So going to a Jewish court is not always to your disadvantage. Many people have that that notion that going to a Jewish court is you're going to lose money. Not necessarily. Today, a lot of things have changed. Today, there's a lot of there's some degree of cooperation between a Jewish court that's recognized. It has to be officially recognized by the secular courts. And it all depends. Okay, let's go to the next halacha here. Be asak of mutter ayin b'shel siavetz the also b'shabbos likros after here. You're not allowed to read b'here b'inyani mischav and nifasim be itunim b'halim in the papers. You want to read business. You want to read the Wall Street Journal. You want to read all the business news. So I'm not gonna voice the words. I'm just going to read what it says in the paper. Is that forbidden? Who holds that it's aser? The after here mutter. Even though we have a principle that thought is mutter, zedafka here the memela. That's thoughts which just percolate in your mind without any effort. But if you actually go through the effort of reading something on Shabbos, that's a hero that you have brought about through an action. I will hear mitoch ksav oser. Very interesting principle. Different types of hero. The ayin b'shulch malachim. The hu adin l'shma radio. Divrei mischar b'Shabbos. That it's not proper to keep the radio on Shabbos to listen to Bloomberg news. Is it on Shabbos? Do they operate on Shabbos? Bloomberg. They have businesses on Shabbos. Gam kein oser shafte here mutter dafka here the memela belish shmiya kol aval aydei shmiya kol oser umikol shum uchumashakosav hayavetz ayin lekamon halacha. Let's go to halacha zayin. Halacha zayin is. No, I say halacha vav. Halacha vav. The sivat davar davar lamdu rabbi says only vav the dafka dibo yisro aval here mutter. Halacha in here.
No, didn't do hey.
Hey, milsev chef sechal lom nevsin zechlom vorte milsev melu chef se adam avol chef se shemay mutar. Only chef se adam chef shemay mizmuter. Lechu difer mechashim alat alat chum mishum tzorchei mitzvah. If you want to go mitzvah Shabbos for mitzvah, biku cholim or to a base ovel is mutar. Indeed, people do that all the time. They go mitzvah Shabbos ma'ariv. Why? So right after ma'ariv is over, they daven ma'ariv in the base ovel in order that right away mitzvah Shabbos you can save yourself the trip and you can right away sit down for 5 minutes and be Menachem Ovel. So that is mutter.
Yeah, but then you're going for
Meir. You're going for Meir. So going for the mitzvah. You're going for the mitzvah, so it's not really a good mashal. People go, what's the people go in the winter, go in the spring when they go to Eretz Yisrael. So some people, the flights in the summertime, flights leaving at 11 o'clock. And today is security. They make you come at least 3 hours. It used to be 2 hours, now 3 hours. Depends on the tkufa. And they warn you, you don't come, you're not getting on the plane. And if you have a friend, a relative in Queens, I know someone that does this, they go in the summertime, and every time they go Mitzvah Shabbos, and that Shabbos, they go to Queens. They stay in Queens. So right away, Mitzvah Shabbos, they save themselves even up to half an hour in travel time to JFK to get to the airport. And that half an hour, they feel makes the difference. So they go there for Shabbos. That's nothing wrong. The whole Shabbos is spending over there. But over here, the person's going on Shabbos in order to Mitzvah Shabbos, he can go outside the you're allowed to oversee Tzorchei Rabbim, a board meeting, right? A board meeting on Shabbos. It's not a joke. Sometimes it's the only time people some meetings in shuls. It's very hard to get people to come together during the day. They're very, very busy. So you want to go have some type of meeting on Shabbos afternoon, Shabbos after davening, before davening is after the kiddush. Everyone who's on the board should stay around. We want to make some serious decisions. We want to take some votes Shabbos afternoon. So that's l'pakech al iskei Rabbim. Shabbos. We want to go to a government official. We want to go to a government official on Shabbos. It's a very big yisoid. Tzorchei Rabbim are kmo chefsei shemaim. Even though the matter is, we want to go to the courthouse to talk about parking meters, to go talk about traffic congestion. So that, what is that? That's not a mitzvah. It's Tzorchei Rabbim. Anything that Tzorchei Rabbim has the status of Tzorchei Shomayim. You let it go talk to the children, to the Rebbeim on Shabbos about their children. To test them. In Sefer or Afila Umnas, you want to go hire a Rebbe to teach a child to learn, or even to teach a child in Umnas. See what it says there? To teach a person in Umnas is a mitzvah. Shimlo to Heilo Umnas, Lepane, Sasatzma, Yelastim, Sabrios. Well, they crossed that in the later edition. If you don't teach a panasa, you lastain es habriyos chas v'shalom avol also l'shavol, but also liskor es malam b'shabbos. But you're not allowed to sign the contract on Shabbos. Ki aschivus hu shavus gomer. Actually, hiring a person to come to terms how much I will pay you for teaching my child is mamish is aser v'huter afilu. The loy huter afilu b'shvil mitzvah, to actually set a price. I'm going to pay you this amount of money to teach my child for this number of hours. To hire a tutor is mamish osur. The rak mash ain osur ela b'mimnei mimitzoy chef sechav v'davidaver. The only thing that is mutter on Shabbos are things that would have otherwise been forbidden because of mimitzoy chef sechav v'davidaver. So that's when it's personal, when it's private. But when it's matters of tzibur, matters of mitzvah, that's mutter. But something which is mamish osur nikar hadin, like schirus. You're not allowed on Shabbos, and Nekach HaMemka, you're not allowed to hire someone on Shabbos for a job. The same way you may not hire him to do a mundane activity, you may not hire him to do even a Dvar Shal Mitzvah. Zeh Mutter B'Shul Mitzvah, that's only when it comes to Mezichaz Avdover. Or Mutter, another halacha, or Mutter L'Hachvis Al Aveda B'Shabbos, Shashabbos Aveda Mitzvahi. On Shabbos, you're allowed to say, we found an iPhone. We found an item that's Muksa. You're allowed to make an announcement on Shabbos, we found a Muksa, because that it's self is a mitzvah. Halach avav. Milchsev says the pasuk v'daber davar lamdu rabbi since on the vrocha davka diber Israel v'hira mutter. L'chein hira ba'asak of mutter mikol mokayim. You're allowed to be hiring your asak in your business. You're allowed to think about your business on Shabbos. Mikol mokayim mishum oynik Shabbos mitzvah. If you can, it's not aser. Shelo yachshav b'chem klal. Not to think about business at all on Shabbos. V'yehei be'enav kilu kol melachta yasuya. You should try to view that all of your business is complete. V'zeo shekosev, shei she'esyom tavot, v'yosi so kol melachtecha. V'harei ein adam yochel lasas kol melachta b'shu'echa. echad, el yira adam. How can you all work? We have 7 days of work. How could it all be done in 6 days? But that's what the pasuk is telling. El yira adam shuchol Shabbos kiilu milachto yasuya. Ve'im cha'oy negadol mizeh, and you'll have no greater pleasure than this. That there's nothing more you need to do. When we call shaken shlo yahara bedavar shagam loy tirdoy daiga, don't think about things which cause you tsar. Halacha zayin. Motu lemel apol hanira be'enof shetuch halamod imi l'eref. You're allowed to say to a worker in a rhetorical question, do you think you'll be able to be with me tonight? So you're telling a person, basically, I'm going to hire you. As long as you don't stipulate how much you're going to pay him, and you don't tell him what you're going to do. In other words, you merames, you hint to a worker, I need you to be available tonight, we have a job, we have something to do. Hanira be'enecha, do you think it will be possible in your eyes? Shetucha lamod imi l'eref. Afal pi shemitochach mechin. Even the mevin, he's going to understand. Shetzarech loy l'eref. L'sachar l'malach. He knows that tonight he's going to make money. L'fi shelo nesa el adibor mefurash. It's only a forbidden explicit expression. Avol lo yom alo. Do not say hein heye nochoin imi l'eref. Be prepared. Tonight we have a job. Make sure you're ready tonight. Just say to him indirectly that is mutter. Halacha ches hasoicher es apoyel lishmor lo eze dover also apoyel likach schar shabbos the isra of schar shabbos hire worker b'fnei atzmo avol im hoyim muskar l'shavua l'chodesh mutter lito b'havlo schar shabbos you have to take schar shabbos b'havlo when you do something during the week. Okay, here he talks about schar shabbos in the bottom vav in the bottom schar shabbos. When you rent a room to your friend, people have hotels. You're not allowed to take money for just for Friday night without havlo, without charging really for Friday afternoon and mitzvah Shabbos. The Yafshur Kevin since Tachnosas Orchim mitzvah. So we want to actually discuss that since there is a shita which holds that hachnosas orchem is a mitzvah, who dami l'mashakasab shachnoch, that when it comes to mitzvah, for mitzvah you're allowed to take schar. Bein hachazonim to liyeshayim and mutter. If you hire a chazan, what is the chazan doing on Shabbos? He is singing. He's leading the service on Shabbos. And let's assume that he's a professional and he does not prepare one iota during the week. How then are you allowed to pay him? There is no havlah. If he prepares during the week, then fine, you're paying for his preparation. But if he's not preparing during the week, he's only going to get up there on the spot and going to do his service on Shabbos. So how are you allowed to pay him for Schar Shabbos? The answer is, for a mitzvah, there is a dispensation. So here as well, if you own a hotel, and you're putting up guests for Shabbos, since putting up someone on Shabbos, achnosas orchem, it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to charge them even just for Shabbos, and you don't need to come on to havlah of the week of Friday afternoon and mitzvah Shabbos. Uvesimin tovkuf pei hei umach sashekel shamavur dekaimelon kideyazu lohokel bidvar mitzvah. So for bal korei, for a chazan or someone who gives a drasha and you're paying him, even if there's no preparation bidi eved, it's okay. V'ayim b'shud mari mi baruna de ham yaledes netelas chas Shabbos de iyad shloyidnu lo misatzelas lavoi ayoledes. A ledes is called to come to work on Shabbos. She gets a knock on the door. My wife is about to give birth, so come, please come quick to assist in the birth. So if she knows, oh, the first calling me now, the first time they're coming me to come on Shabbos, so I'm not going to get paid. I'm not going to be chas Shabbos. So she says, all right, I'll come in 10 minutes. I'll come in 15 minutes. What's the big deal? Because what's in it for me? Nothing. I'm not going to get paid. There's no Schar Shabbos. There's no preparation. I'm first being told to come right now. So I'll come in 10 minutes. I know we're not going to get paid. And 15 minutes can be a difference between life and death. So therefore, we make a special dispensation that because we don't want her to be lazy, she can get paid. You'll let us and accept she can get paid on Shabbos. Shem lo yinu lo misatzelas lo v'havi Schar Mitzvah. The mail, it turns into Schar Mitzvah. Bikuach nefesh. The ayin b'shur the harei b'samim. The im holach b'shabbos l'tzer choyle. Sheyesh boi sakon. The shoyle little tzar. You can take money for it. Af im ein a reifa. If you're going for any purpose, you're just going there to assist, and you're getting money, even though you're being hired on Shabbos. should take money is considered to be a schar mitzvah. The ayin b'shut tekudas alaza. The shorli to lunuraf is schar shabbos mishum dika mitzvah lunurafas by Yisrael. A doctor is allowed to take money for his services that are done on Shabbos because healing a Jewish person is called a mitzvah. The afilu lunurafas ha'akam gavki mitzvah lunuraf is schar shabbos to yesh lunurafu ha'akam mishum eva because of the concept of eva. This concept is extended to many to a very great degree. This is a very interesting concept that once you're a doctor, so there's no difference between a doctor for a Jew and for a guy because of eva. And that's why there are some very big chidushim. Right, Tendler has incredible chidush of how far eva goes with organ donations and chil Shabbos and working in the hospital, medical school because of this concept of eva. There's a very big machlekes lapesach of how far eva goes, but the aside is definitely there. There definitely is. Everyone agrees that there is some degree of treating a guy on Shabbos, aiming machal Shabbos or taking at least schar Shabbos mishum eva. V'keva and ika eva can b'meila have a mitzvah. Look what he says. These very powerful words. Once there's eva, b'meila it's a mitzvah. Shaloi tovich chas v'sholim ro al Yisrael. You got to look at the big picture. V'keva and ika mitzvah mutla ligach sa Shabbos. And once already there's a mitzvah, the mitzvah starts out for a Jew. Now we go to a guy mishum eva. So it also becomes a mitzvah. Once the mitzvah, the male levada takes schar Shabbos. K'mas shekasam shulchan aruch v'seisav v'atam demokam mitzvah mutl kabel schar mishum delkol schar Shabbos also mishum masu matan. The only reason why you don't take money is because of masu matan. Uvmokam mitzvah legazru, they never made the gzeru lechatchila. V'yayim b'shut noded b'yuda tanina linyin schar tefila asnoshim b'shabbos. What about mikvah? The mikvah lady, or even just the mikvah, paying money for its business, having a mikvah. Only the mikvahs that are run as businesses are successful. That's all the mikvahs that are chesed organizations end up turning into non-kosher mikvahs. If a mikvah is run like a business, then it will. We know that as a fact. All organizations, so they all advise you have an organization. If you run like a business, then it will succeed. If you run a chesed organization, like a chesed organization, then you're in a lot of. Then you will need chesed. Yeah.
Someone doesn't do much for mitzvah. Let's say he's a waiter.
Yeah.
And he's setting up a kitchen.
No, a big problem. That's Chai Shabbos.
They're paying him for it.
So they have to be Havla. They have to be Havla. You have to pay for Friday. After Friday, they have to work.
He has to work on Shabbos.
You got a problem.
You see it all the time, right?
No, they have other contracts. They work. They work for caterers. Or you work for a caterer, so you have many jobs. A caterer, yeah, I have a job. I have a wedding Tuesday night, and I want you to be a Shabbos afternoon also. So now I'll pay for Tuesday. We'll cover for Shabbos as well. These waiters, they work for caterers. They work.
Works for mamish.
Only Shabbos. So you got a problem. Unless you want to come onto these heterim that just like achnosas aruchim is a mitzvah. So you're going to say that serving someone Shabbos food on Shabbos, so there's a mitzvah. If you're working for a guy, then you really have a serious problem. All right, let us. Oh wait, let's say Mashal anyway. We're up to here. Noshim Shabbos. Yes, Noshim Shabbos. Okay, we're up to Halacha Tes. Let us stop over here.